Their basses are tuned. Their cymbals are oiled. Their watsits are extremely you-knowed.
It's the 95 BFM Fancy New Band Showcase, live from Whammy Bar.
Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
I've chosen the wrong sting. Oh, well, no. That was a nice little take back to 2020's intro and outro from Whammy Bar. If anyone wasn't there on the day, now you've heard it. I didn't know that existed. That's quite cool. We're here with Mario Girardi, who goes by the name of Dibs.
Hi, I'm Dibs.
Hey.
/ Mario Girardi. Thank you for having me. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, thank you for coming up all the way from Otepote. And excited to hear you play your tunes.
I'm excited as well. I have three to play, all different range of, I don't know, and everything, you know what I mean? That doesn't make any sense, but...
I don't know everything, you know what I mean.
You know what I mean. The one song kind of sounds like, I don't know, we'll find out.
Sounds like everything.
Yeah, I'm just going to gatekeep the songs until
sounds
you
like
hear
everything.
Them, you know?
Yeah,
sounds
okay,
like everything.
Great.
Yeah, I can't describe them, you know?
Yeah.
Undescribable.
Well, what's your first track?
So my first track is called Drone Number One. Really creative title, not really, but it is a sort of title in homage to... the OC's album, one of their early albums, and I wrote it 2 years ago when I was experiencing probably my first ever big sort of spout of writer's block, and it was the only song I wrote.
Good old writer's block.
Yeah, it's the only song I wrote, and it's one that means a lot to me because it is instrumental, and I enjoy instrumental tracks as much as I enjoy lyrical tracks, because I feel like, I mean, you can really understand the emotion of, like, the guitar parts and every sort of... I feel like there's so much more intent that you can hear within the instrumentation than you would usually hear if you were having vocals as well.
Completely. It makes you really just, like, think about what the person's actually playing.
Yeah. I think my favourite sort of instrumentation, especially as in guitar music, is... when I feel like I know exactly, when I feel like I can visualize what the guitarist is doing. And some guitarists have it, some don't. I don't know if I have it, but I try to use delay to make guitar sound fun and cool, so.
Well, I'm ready to hear.
Yeah, beautiful. All right. Should I just kick into it?
Go for it.
Sweet, all right.
The mic is yours.
Yeah, this is called Drone Number One. All right.
Thank you.
Sweet.
Oh my god.
That was the first track.
That's gorgeous.
That is Drone Number One.
I love how even just a guitar and a delay pedal, it just sounds so full.
Yeah, I think delay pedal is probably my favorite pedal of all time, purely for that, is that it can make anything sound full.
Yeah.
Even just a slapback delay.
Yeah.
Even just like in sort of like old country tracks, just having one guitar just going like, you know, like
exactly.
A little bit of a slapback, it just sounds great and sounds so full. It was the first ever pedal that I bought because I wanted to be like the Edge from U2 because I was a big U2 fan, courtesy of my mum.
I love that.
Yeah, so I got a delay pedal. And I also at the time was in love with King Gizzard, who loved their delay as well.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
King Giz.
Love the Giz. They're my favourite of maybe all time, Nate. But who knows?
They're a good band to be a favourite. They're so like eclectic with like...
That's exactly
they've done so much different stuff that
yeah,
it's like,
for sure.
You can't get bored with them.
Yeah, and I think it also makes... I mean, I've always wanted as an artist to be eclectic in what I do and in how I sound. I don't want to just sort of sit on one kind of sound the whole time.
I think that's so important.
Yeah, but I also think it's important the other way around. If artists want to have a specific sound, I think that can be cool.
Mm.
You know, like Nine Inch Nails is also one of my favorite bands, and like they sound like... they are depressed in high school every single song, you know. But with a band like King Gizzard...
they never
really
left high school.
No, exactly. But for a band like King Gizzard, it does like make me feel a lot more confident that that kind of eclectic nature of songwriting is valid.
Yeah, no, completely.
Yeah, for sure. I have to start tuning while I'm getting into this next one. But
that's all right.
I am all ears to what you want to say.
Yeah, I'll keep talking. There we go, I'll turn that down a little for you. So you've spent the last year self-producing two EPs. That's pretty incredible. Like,
yeah. Well, one of them's a live EP, so
yeah.
That was just like pretty. I mean,
happened,
I decided
and then
on the day.
Did you like mix it like post yourself though?
So I do it all. That one I did on cassette. On the 4-track, and so I did just take it straight from the mixer.
Yeah.
And you couldn't really do much to it because, I mean, it was kind of like how I'm performing now. It was just a guitar and a delay pedal. So
yeah.
It was, it was just like, it was a different sound that was a lot easier to navigate. Whereas the other EP, obviously there's a lot more of a story there where I took a bunch of SM57. I took one SM57.
One SM57.
Two phones and put the drums in the toilet. Put it in the like toilet room to use as an isolation booth and like balanced a phone on a door and used as an overhead. And so I recorded like all the drum tracks. And then after I'd had the drum tracks all sorted for the next few days, I was just in my bedroom permanently recording and mixing.
I love that.
Yeah, and so they were both pretty unique, and also they both didn't take a lot of time because they were both done in a very small time frame that I had set myself.
Yeah.
As opposed to just sitting on it and being like, oh, is it getting there? Oh.
Yeah.
You know, which is what I kind of did for this album, which I wasn't even planning on releasing, and then it's there, you know.
And I love how you use tape to record, especially like by yourself just doing it. There's something great about tape where it's like, you kind of just have to deal with what you get.
Yeah,
after
totally.
It. And it's
I
the beauty of just.
That's why I feel
human
like
nature.
I feel like so many people could find it quite useful to use tape because I think it does just it makes you have to think about
less
the intention.
Precious. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes you be less precious about what you're doing as well. That's so real.
Mm.
I especially love it on like cassette stuff. I've taken a lot of inspiration from sort of just being in a, you know, DIY and doing it yourself. I
100%.
Think I've always found the bureaucracy of trying to go in between talking to a producer and a mixer and talking about like that. It takes months.
Oh yeah.
You know, by the time you have the song out, it's 2 years later and it's just like, well, this song isn't my song anymore. It doesn't feel like my voice.
You get kind of sick of it.
Yeah, you do. So I had that with the band I had before this project where I was more on my own. It was kind of a thing where I did find that process really difficult. And like songs would change meaning, but by the time they got out, and then I didn't like the song anymore, you know? So I think.
And then you have to go and play it.
Yeah,
heaps.
Right. It's like jeepers. So I do appreciate lo-fi and sort of cassette analog stuff because it really does make you cherish what is there.
Yeah.
Not like, and
especially
also,
right now, I think it's so cool just keeping it real.
Yeah. Like. But I mean, like, I don't know, because I feel like authenticity is kind of like, it's undefinable. I mean, David Bowie is authentic, but he dresses up on stage every day.
Yeah.
And someone that acts as serious as the next, I don't know, as the next Radiohead or something, are also authentic in their own selves. And
it's just whatever's true to you.
Yeah, and I think doing it myself in a way that takes a while, but creates something really just weird, and I found that that's kind of where I'm really enjoying to head, at least for now, is heading in this direction of, I think especially with cassette, there is no rule books, because I mean, it's 40, 30 year old technology. So there's no like business musician trends, because I find a lot in the music industry, people can get really focused on trends and what's going right now and like McGee tones and things like that, you know, whereas within cassette, it's like, there is no rule book, there is no trend here.
Yeah.
It's just purely your own input and like the creativity that you can have and take from other people, you know? So yeah, for sure.
Exactly. You do it and it comes out how it comes.
For sure. For sure. Should I kick into another song?
100%.
Is that like the vibe now?
I reckon.
All right. This next one is in Distortion. Ooh. It's called MOM, Mind Over Matter. It abbreviates to mom, which mom. I think is quite funny. It's not about my mom.
Yeah, when I read it, I was like...
No, I quite like in songs, even if it doesn't relate to the song at all, if it's just at least a thing that people will relate to or anything, I don't know. Like, I just noticed the abbreviation. I was like, oh, that's funny. I might as well just call it M.O.M, you know?
Exactly.
Why not just make it into that, even though... I mean, I don't know. My thought is... the more people that think the song's about them, the better.
Yeah. Oh, that's really good. You got to have it.
Even if it's not about them, you know.
Relatability.
The more people that think it's about them, the better. Even if they don't. Well, it's not even just my personal life, you know. Sometimes it's fun to, like, add in a little Easter egg that someone might think is about them, and it's like, well, I just kind of did that there to get in your head, you
That's
know?
So cheeky.
Yeah, I like being cheeky. It's fun to be cheeky with it. But, yeah.
Well, no. I'll let you go on.
Yeah, well, this is MOM, and I wrote this over New Year's, so this is a new one. I'll actually take my headphones off.
Yeah.
Yeah. the courtesy of everyone because my guitar is slightly out of tune. But that's mind over matter.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I quite like that. I liked how you did, how you sang just there at the end. It was quite impressive the way your vocal cords did that. It reminded me kind of at the end of like a really heavy set where someone like just does a whole bunch of like feedback with a guitar. That was really great. I can't just picturing that with a full band would be so epic.
I've been trying to picture it with a full band because I've been up in Tamaki for the last few months just for my summer holidays. And obviously my whole life is down in Utiputi and so I've been kind of like trying to in my head picture that as a band, and I'm excited to get that with the band soon. My friends are gonna be fun to play around and jam with, and I'm excited. I'll be down there soon, everyone. But I really like that one, especially the sort of riffage, and also that just happened naturally when I was recording the demo, and then I kept listening to the demo, and I was like, I actually really like how I'm going. And I kind of just do that a lot anyways, like not even singing, I don't know. I feel like our family, we're quite emotive people, and we...
Like stim.
Definitely. We definitely can stim.
Oh, I love that.
And so, like... I definitely feel like it's just kind of... I do that a lot, so... Mm. It works in a song, it works vocally, it's fun. Exactly. I think it sounds very striking.
100%. Yeah. Oh. What's your next song? I know, because I've got it written in front of me, but if you'd like to tell everyone.
This is called Death Rattles, which is quite a dark name. But the song's dark, but I mean, it's not like, I don't know, it's not about death rattles. It's spelt in the vein of how my old guitar is called Death Schnack, because it's like really, it's like baby blue, and I put a bunch of pink stickers on it and like made it look all like slay and cute, you know. But then I called it a metal, I wanted to give it a metal guitar name, so I called it Death Schnack.
Death Schnack.
Death Rock, you know. And so I took that from that, because I was thinking, rattlesnakes. It's a song about, it's sort of a love song for the city, and this city, in fact.
Really?
I wrote it the day before I left for the year of uni last year.
Oh, it was a goodbye.
Yeah, well, it was a hi to this city, you know, and to the opportunities that would come with that. And I think I really love being in and around people. I find feeling small in that quite grounding. I think a lot of people... in Utiputi especially it's small town and people can get so caught up in the small town.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to stay grounded in the world, and it's a lot easier when there's 1.5 million, not 110, you know, and not 110,000. So it's kind of about that.
But that's cool, yeah. Take a step back and realize we're all just a bunch of ants on an apple. I'll let you get into it.
Yeah, no, I will try. I mean, I just want to make sure I'm in tune.
Oh, of course.
I mean, we can talk about something else real quick. Ask away, and I'll be done very quickly.
Yeah, well...
I can just talk.
Yeah, if you'd like to talk.
I mean, I think one of the things is... I've got this four-track thing, and my goal in the next year is to...
To produce others.
So. Yeah, it's to record everyone else. Myself. I've got people that I've been talking to lined up already.
Nice.
I think I guess what Dibs is really all about is loving Aotearoa music, the music scene here and the people around, and helping foster something that's more better for us all and positive and based on collaboration, not based on where we are going to get in the rat race, you know? Because I think a lot of the time, especially in the music scene here, it can feel like the rat race, everyone trampling all over the top, just because only so many people in Aotearoa end up making it in music, and so everyone feels the need to fight, and I say no.
Pin each other against each other, it's just not fun.
Yeah, I say I will record anyone and all, regardless. Obviously, unless...
I love that.
Unless I can't, but... that's kind of the plan.
Well, reach out if you enjoy the music and want to...
Yeah. And also, you know, I hope you enjoy the music outside of that and listen to my music. But
exactly.
Regardless if you like my music, if you're a musician, seek to collaborate. I think collaboration is beautiful and I want that to happen more often because people can really try and hide their trade secrets. It's like... My secrets are right here. I'm not hiding them. They are right here.
Come and join the party.
Yeah. But anyways, this last one's called Death Rattles. It's a slow one. And yeah, I really do love this song. It's one of my favorites that I've wrote.
Yay. Awesome. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Oh my gosh, thank you for coming in. No, this has been so good.
I appreciate it. It's always fun and it's quite conveniently timed because I am back on the 16-hour trip down south tomorrow.
Oh my gosh, are you driving?
Yeah, I'm driving.
Good luck.
Yeah,
have a great time.
That's all good. I'm looking forward to it. It's this is cool. I like BFM. I listen to BFM a lot when I'm at the radio. When I'm at work, because we can only listen to radio at work. We can't like do
that's
anything.
So good. Tune into the best one.
Sure, I always tune into B. And one time my song came on at B, and it made my day.
Yeah, you've been on the playlist.
Yeah, it's been cool. But like, radio's cool. It's a really cool thing to be a part of and to be able to get involved in. So thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming
it's
in.
Good. Yeah.
Gone a bit over time, so gonna cut short now.
But all good.
Thank you, Dibs.
Yeah, thank
everyone,
you so much.
Where would you like to let everyone know where you can be found?
You can reach me on Instagram at Dibs Does Stuff, and I do stuff. I take photos of birds. I record on the 8-track, and I write songs and also write stuff. So
some might say I dabble in things.
Some might say I dabble, but like I also dabble in talking to everyone and embracing that, because shout out doing music here. It's pretty
shouts out.
I mean, I think we make the best stuff ever, so shout out us.
I agree.
Yeah,
we're
anyways
drowning in it.
I'll hand it back to you.
Thank you so much.
Sorry,
and
so late.
Also check Dibs out on Bandcamp.
Yeah. Bandcamp.
Yes. Okay, bye-bye.
That was the 95 BFM Fancy New Band Showcase live from Whammy Bar.
Brought to your ears by New Zealand On Air Music.
Making beelines to hit. Don't come. We're making beelines to hit. Don't come when the honey don't come. When the honey don't come, we're making beelines to heaven. We're making beelines to heaven. We're making beelines to heaven.
That was Beelines to Heaven by Garageland. Ciao!